Yep. Ben Roethlisberger is definitely a top-tier quarterback, just in case anybody asked me that question. You know, it's another big challenge for us defensively. They've got a obviously really the last five games. I mean, they've probably been the top offense in the league, scoring over 30 points a game, they're averaging 404 yards right now, but they've averaged a lot more than that in the last five games. So, and playing at home, they've been really good at home. So it's a big challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it. I think that's our team thrives on these kind of challenges. And so it's a big game for both teams, and it should be a great game.
How has it been for you the last couple of weeks when your offense is struggling? Do you feel your side of the ball has a little more pressure that it has to win the game?
No, I think we play the same all the time. I mean, you know, I always tell them we're playing the other team's defense. You know, we got to keep them to less points than their side keeps us to. So, we're dependent on ourselves rather than the other way around. Plus, you just play as well as you can. Most of the time, if you really do things well, you're going to end up winning the ball game, and we've done that throughout the year. So. We would like to make one more big play than we did, and we've done that throughout the year, but we didn't make one in this last game. But I think we'll continue to play well.
Is there a tougher quarterback to take down once you've made contact than Ben Roethlisberger?
Bradshaw was tough, but he's not playing now. I think he'd be a little easier now. No, that's exactly right. I mean, he's hard to get down. He really moves well in the pocket and avoids rushes. He's not been sacked as much as he had formerly. It is hard to get him down once you get him. He'll just throw you off and go ahead and make a play. But that just adds to all the things he does well.
Is their offense so special because of the number of weapons or that Brown might be the best? And that D'Angelo Williams has quietly had this huge season. I guess what makes them?
Yeah, I mean they are balanced though. You know, more than a lot of great offenses, they don't depend just on the pass only. They obviously can do that if they need to, but they can run the football. They run football really well.
How much does Derek Wolfe being back in this lineup after the four games? How much does that help Sylvester Williams in the middle? It seems like. You know, him coming back has really solidified that whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, we played well, obviously, without different guys. And in the first four games, we played pretty well. But anytime you get a really good player like Derek back, or, you know, TJ was out, now he's out again. Different guys, same DeMarcus, you know. We've replaced him pretty well, but still you'd like to have the best guy in there. And Derek certainly is that.
Some experience with Coach Kolar in Houston. How has he been getting the most out of those guys up front in the middle of your defense?
Bill's an outstanding coach. That's a big part of it. I think he has a knack. He has experience coaching. He has a knack for working with players and getting the best out of them, and he's always been like that.
You guys have cut penalties in the last few weeks but haven't cut the aggression. What's been the key to that balance?
We just kept pounding, you know, and I said it before. I thought we were gonna cut down on them, and we have. We're still gonna be aggressive, and there are gonna be some penalties, obviously, but trying not to have any post play or pre play penalties, and that's and we've done better in that area. It's just making guys aware that hey, these things hurt the defense, hurt the team. You can't have those things. So I think the message has been sent and acknowledged.
Where do you stand at the safety position with Darian and TJ this week, Omar, David, like all four of them injury-wise? Where do you stand? Do you expect they all could play?
We're not sure right now. You know, I mean, certainly last week we knew they weren't going to play.
Right.
I think tomorrow will be a big factor as to who practices and how well they practice.
Does TJ need to practice to play this week?
Who? TJ?
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, he's a guy that could come in and play. You know, the guys have been playing and know what to do, and it depends on how well they are as the biggest factor, you know.
Do you hate the Steelers for them knocking out the Oilers?
We had some great battles with them. They won two championship games, then won two Super Bowls after that. Actually, the first Super Bowl they won, they weren't in the playoffs. We knocked Cincinnati out of the playoffs in the last game of the year, and they sent us all Samsonite luggage for knocking Cincinnati out. And so it actually was kind of a friendly rivalry. I mean, you play as hard as you can. My dad gave, you know, Bradshaw a pair of boots before the game one time. I mean, our last year at Houston, they had won 4 out of 6 Super Bowls. We beat them 6-0 in Houston and knocked them out of the playoffs that year. You know, we didn't quite kick in the door ourselves, but we did knock them out of the playoffs in a 6-0 win. So, they had some great players and great teams. And we split with them every year, but they ended up beating us in the playoffs.
How come Ben isn't taking as many sacks? Has he figured it out or a little better line? Because he was averaging about 40 a year, and this year more like 20.
Yeah, of course he hadn't played as much, but he hadn't been sacked as much per play or per pass play. They're throwing the quick game a little bit more. He's actually great at avoiding the rush, but sometimes it took too long. I think he's kind of gotten the clock in his head where it needs to be, and it's hard to get to him, you know. So he'll throw the shorter pass now. I think he'll throw the check downs a little bit more than he did before, I think. He's a great quarterback, so he's always been that way, but the protection has been good, all those factors.
Who from Texas should we know about this week?
There's a guy on their team. He's actually from New Mexico, and he played at Oklahoma, but they named him Tom Landry Jones. So, anybody that names their kid after Tom Landry got something special for me. So, Tom Landry Jones is my guy this week. All right, thanks.